TalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that will help you become an elite contestant. On Pageant Talk Radio, we know that you need to develop real skills that will translate to your pageant success, and then we also know that you're going to use those skills in your everyday life, and we want to make sure that this next year is your best pageant year ever. Well, before we get to today's exciting show, I have a few announcements. I want to let everyone know that our friend Stephanie Summers has announced her new jewelry collection, which is so exciting. She has added a beautiful crystal cross collection in addition to her brand new custom crown collection. And I got a sneak peek of the custom crown collection, and it's really beautiful. There's a variety of different crowns for you to select from, and I'm sure you'll find something that you like. Her fabulous jewelry would be absolutely perfect for a holiday gift or something special for yourself, and I'm sure you deserve it. To check out her amazing new jewelry line, just visit her website. It's www.Stephanie, S-T-E-F-A-N-I-E, Summers, S-O-M-E-R-S, StephanieSummers.com. We also want to remind everyone that the Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is still available, and you can get it in time for a Christmas gift. We had several that were shipped out last week and early this week, and I want to remind everyone that during the month of December, it gets shipped out with complimentary gift wrap. So if you're giving it to someone, putting it in the stocking or sticking it under the tree, it comes already wrapped. Just add the tag and you're set. The Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is a recording of my three-part teleseminar that tells people how to win and get that top pageant score during your interview. It talks about how to answer your questions strategically, how to avoid trick questions, and how to establish yourself as a winner within 30 seconds of walking into the room. I want to remind you it's still available in December for the low introductory price of $99.95. To get it, you can just go to www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering That Pageant Interview, PAG-MTPI. And if you forget the link, just go to pageanttalkradio.com and click on the graphic, and I'll take you right to the ordering page. I also want to remind everyone that tickets to Miss America will be available to purchase on December 13th. I hope you're all planning to attend. I know I will be there in Las Vegas. If you want to get your tickets on the 13th or after, just go to www.mypageantplace.com and click on the link to order your tickets. And if you're in Las Vegas for Miss America, you should definitely go to the Glam It Up Divas to the Runway Party. It's going to be a fashion and entertainment event party on January 23rd at 8 p.m. The doors are going to open at 7 p.m. at the Hawaiian Tropic Zone in Las Vegas. They're going to be featuring dresses by Sherry Hill, swimwear by Jamie Shaw, and shoes by Alicia Hill, and it's sure to be a great time. Tickets are $40 with VIP tickets available at $65. To get your tickets today, go to www.glamitup.eventbrite.com. Again, that's www.glamitup.eventbrite.com. I hope to see you all there. Well, we have a very exciting show for you today. I'm so excited about today's guest. I know that many of you are busy with your holiday plans, as am I, but I've already heard from a lot of you that you're preparing for your spring and summer pageants for 2009. And as the level of competition in pageantry has increased, the importance of getting a great personal fitness score has become more and more important to your overall placement at the pageant. And on today's show, I'll be talking with pageant fitness expert Josh Rogers about what you can do to get in top pageant shape for your competition. If you'd like to ask Josh a question, or if you'd like to add a comment, we'd absolutely love to hear from you during the show. If you're a current title and want to have your name and title announced when you call, just let Dave, my producer, know. If you'd prefer just to have your first name announced, that's absolutely fine too. To join the conversation or ask a question, U.S. callers can dial 888 888- 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. We are looking forward to hearing from you. Well, everyone wants to have a great time at all the holiday parties, but nobody wants to deal with the aftermath of gaining weight between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Not losing ground on your fitness level is especially important for those of you who are competing in late winter or early spring. Well, my guest today is Josh Rogers, the founder and owner of Energy Fitness by Josh, a personal fitness company located in Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. He is a graduate of Western Kentucky University with a Bachelor of Science in Exercise Science, and Josh holds a certified personal training license and a performance enhancement specialist certification from the National Academy of Sports Medicine. Josh trains a very elite clientele, which includes music entertainers and executives, movie stars, TV personalities, top pageant contestants, and a lot of other notable personalities. Josh, we're so glad to have you here. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, Valerie. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I was supposed to get up early this morning and do my aerobic, which is walk the dog. I actually kind of slow jog the dogs. I have five dogs, for those of you listening. And if you don't think slow jogging five dogs is fitness, you're not thinking about it. But I missed out, so I feel like today's show is so appropriate, Josh.
Shame on you.
I know. I'm going to have to squeeze it in this afternoon. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to become a personal fitness trainer.
Well, being from the South, everybody loves beautiful women and fast cars. So I remember growing up, and I traveled with my sister to different pageants that she competed in, and I always was very in tune and enjoyed the pageant thing. And I always knew that I wanted to do something in the fitness arena. I'd grown up as an athlete and playing sports, and so I wanted to stay in that capacity somehow. And as I graduated from college and started my own company, I just honed in on those skills and started marketing to the pageant market because I liked working with girls that had a goal and to get in that competitive shape to compete. So here I am today. I love every minute of it, and there you go.
Now, do contestants who are training for a pageant, do they have unique fitness needs as compared to the everyday average person who's training?
You know, there is a big difference. And it's like I tell a lot of my pageant girls that the biggest advice that I can give them is to stay in good shape year-round, and that way they can get in competition shape a little bit quicker. Especially with pageant girls, you know, they have specific needs as far as they have a look that they want to achieve on the stage, and it's a little bit different than your everyday fitness level, you know, whether you're looking for just general health or what it may be. Now, a pageant girl is going to have specific needs, and they're going to need to get their body in a type of shape that it's never been in before, so they're competitive and they feel good about themselves and they look great on the stage, because your personal fitness will show off in your interview and in your evening gown, because if you feel good about your body and you know you look good, then you're going to do well in other areas of competition as well.
I agree. I think that if you go into your pageant thinking that you didn't lose that last 5 or 10 pounds, or that you're maybe not as toned as you might like to be, you're maybe not feeling confident in your strapless gown or in your fitness attire, or even in your interview. If you bought your interview suit thinking you're going to lose that last 5 pounds and it's too tight, it really does affect your impact. It really does impact your confidence level, doesn't it?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, that's the part. Most girls want to, or a lot of girls want to wait, you know, that last minute. And that's what I tell them. That's what I preach, that if you stay in good shape year-round, that last 2 or 3 months getting ready for competition is going to be much easier for you and much easier for me if you're in good shape. And then we can hone in on those areas that you want to improve on. You need to look your best in on the stage, so you'll have a rocking body once you hit the stage.
You know, I think that is a really important point. When I'm working with the elite contestants that I work with in USA or America or International or Galaxy, United States, so on, I always tell them after their pageant, okay, you can relax, have fun, but you can't gain more than 5 pounds. Because even though I'm not a fitness trainer, I know that if you gain more than 5 pounds, it's just a lot of work to take it off, isn't it?
And those last 5 pounds are the booger to get off, you know.
They really are.
After you count. Well, the ones that just don't seem to get off, and you really, really have to buckle down.
Well, generally speaking, what type of fitness plan do you recommend for a girl who's preparing to compete in a pageant?
My fitness plan is very unique. It's a 5-step program. And what I tell the girls and anybody that I'm working with, that you have to follow all five components to get the figure that you want and to feel good about yourself. It's kind of like if you're sick and you're not taking your medicine every day, then, you know, you can't expect to get better. It's the same
right.
thing. It's these five components, they kind of work hand in hand together.
And so okay, so what are the five components?
The five steps, the first one is nutrition, and that is your food intake. And that's
right.
80% of your battle. And here
that's 80% of it is your nutrition.
Yes, ma'am, 80% of it. And here I am, bearer of bad news, and there's no magic diet, there's no magic pill, there's no anything that you can do that's just going to magically disappear those extra pounds you're trying to get off or that look that you're trying to achieve. So what's very important is that you're very, you eat a clean diet, and in a little while I'll be discussing some stuff about your nutrition. But most important,
okay.
you know that 80% of the battle is going to be your is going to be with your nutrition. What I like to tell girls is their diet should consist of about 25 to 35% lean protein, and that would be grilled chicken, grilled fish, turkey burgers, lean meat, 55 to 60% carbohydrate. So we're losing that low-carb mentality, especially
right.
You need carbs for energy, especially earlier in the day, to get through your day, to get through your job, school, work, whatever it may be, and then also to get through your workout. And then about 15% of that should be fat. And those are good sources of fat, such as almonds and olive oil and stuff of that nature. Another important
right.
thing you need to do is make sure you monitor your portion sizes. If you're at home cooking, I suggest that you use a food scale and you try to consume 4 to 5 small meals per day. Now, we all love to go out and eat. So when you're
mm-hmm.
out at a restaurant, everywhere you go, I can guarantee you the portion sizes you're getting are probably going to be 2 to 3 times the amount that you need to eat. So what I like to tell clients to do is, even before they bring that fabulous-looking chicken and your vegetables out, go ahead and have them cut it in half, bring out that half for you, and then box the other half and take home, because that's all you need.
That's a great suggestion. I do that all the time when I go out to eat. I don't do it before it comes. When it comes to my plate, as soon as they set it down, I cut it in half. Whatever it is I'm eating, even if I've made a high-fat choice, which I know is totally sinful, but I totally cut it in half and scoot half to the side, and I only eat half of it, and then I bring the rest home.
Right, exactly. And what I like to tell clients is, if it's all on your plate right there, you're more apt to eat it. But if you go ahead and have them, you know, half it for you and put the other half in a box, you'll be less apt to eat that extra portion.
Okay, so what is nutrition? What's number two?
It is cardiorespiratory training. That's going to be your aerobic activity, anything that gets your heart rate up. And I use, it's a four-step formula. It's called the FIT formula.
Mm-hmm.
Frequency, and that's 4 to 6 days per week. Intensity, and that's how hard you're working. And the formula
right.
that girls use is, you take 220, you subtract your age, and then you multiply that by 65 to 85%, and that gives you your target heart rate. And that's the rate that you're going to be want to work at to burn the fat and to get that look that you're looking for. The next one is going to be time. That's 30 to 60 minutes. And the last one is type, and that's either treadmill, elliptical, bike, running, whatever it may be that you enjoy doing for your cardiorespiratory training. So just think, FITT, frequency, 4 to 6 days per week, intensity, 65 to 85% of your target heart rate, time, 30 to 60 minutes, and type, whatever type of aerobic exercise you enjoy doing.
That sounds like it makes it so easy. So we've got nutrition as one, cardio is two. What's number three?
Number three is going to be your resistance training. Now, girls, don't worry. You are not going to look like a bodybuilder. I've been lifting weights all my life, and by judging by that, I should be swole, look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but I don't. What's important about resistance training is, what it does is it increases your lean muscle mass and it speeds up your metabolism. And it doesn't mean when you do resistance training that you have to go in the gym with all the beef heads. You could do something, whether it be a tape you do at home, or you go take a fitness class, or you do circuit training, whatever it may be. It doesn't mean you have to go spend 2 or 3 hours in the gym in the weight area. There's several different ways, you know, you can incorporate resistance training into your routine.
Now, you have a DVD out, I know. Does that incorporate resistance training in it, or is your DVD cardio?
It sure does. Here's that little plug I get. The DVD is, my DVD that I have coming out incorporates both resistance training and also your cardiovascular training. So it kind of kills two birds with one stone, especially if you're traveling on the road or you're working long hours and you really don't have time to devote 2 hours to the gym. This is a quick way. You get your cardio in, you get your resistance training in, and you're done in about 45 minutes.
And is the DVD out or it's coming out?
The DVD will be out the first of the year.
And perfect. And what's it called?
The name of the DVD is called No Excuses.
I hate that name.
I know. And so that's why kind of I came out with the DVD is because I have so many clients that travel on the road and pageant girls that are in hotels so much. And so this is a reason that you can take this DVD and you can do it in your hotel room or you can do it on a tour bus or wherever it may be, and you have no excuse for not getting it in. So you can't come back to me and say, well, there was no gym in the hotel or I was on the tour bus and I couldn't, find time to work out. You can slip this DVD in your computer or your DVD player and go to town.
And you're all set. Okay, so we've got nutrition is first, cardio is second, resistance training, no excuses, DVD is third. What's number four?
Number four is going to be, the no excuses is the resistance training. The four is supplementation. We cannot receive all the nutrients that we need through food alone. So it's very important that everybody should be on some type of multivitamin. I'm one of those people, any type of multivitamin works. I don't necessarily suggest people go out and spend a lot of money on a multivitamin. A multivitamin is a multivitamin. So make sure everybody is on some type of multivitamin. And then as far as depending on your current fitness status or your goals, there are other type of supplements, which include protein shakes, protein bars, different types of supplements that you can take depending on your fitness level and also your goals.
Right. And I assume that people should consult their doctor or registered dietitian if they have any questions about supplementation.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Right. Okay, so then what's number five?
Number five is personal assistance, and that is the expertise of somebody that you may hire to get you in the type of shape that you're ready for a pageant. What I like to tell a lot of girls is there are thousands of personal trainers out there, and every personal trainer kind of has a different mode or expertise. And so when you're looking to get in that top shape for a pageant, what you want to do is you want to make sure that you hire somebody that has worked with pageant girls or they've been in pageants themselves or they understand the discipline and the look that you're going for. So I suggest that you ask for recommendations, you call those recommendations, you ask to see the trainer's portfolio so that way you know exactly who you're working with and exactly, what they've done in the past. Because not all...
I can tell you as a pageant coach, that's one of my biggest frustrations is when contestants get hooked up with a personal trainer who doesn't understand what the pageant look is. And they're trying to make them really buff and really cut and more of a fitness pageant or a bodybuilding pageant. And I think it's really, really important that your personal trainer knows what the pageant look is and has done that pageant look. And a lot of pageant personal trainers do long distance consultation now, don't they, Josh?
Yes, ma'am, they sure do. I work with girls from all over the U.S., so it's very easy for me. Some girls that I've worked with, I've actually never seen them.
Right.
We use phone, email. I'm able to send their workouts. I'm able to fill their meal plans. And we're able to communicate that way, sending pictures back and forth and all that good stuff. So if there's not a trainer in your area, I would be very glad to work with you. We can definitely fix that where, we have a set time that we communicate and we can definitely go that route. Because like I said, I work with girls from all over the country, and sometimes the girls can't get to me or I can't get to them. But at the same time, I still like to give them just as much amount of attention through different areas. So, yeah.
Right. Well, I think that's great advice. And I know that I have worked with several contestants outside of Texas who have worked with personal trainers like Josh long distance, and it really does work. I know it sounds like, oh, this is not going to work. Just try it for a month, and you'll see the impact that it can make. And it really does work, and they've gone on to win their state or national pageant, and they've been in the best shape of their life. And so it really is an option if you don't have a personal trainer in your area. Well, we're talking with Josh Rogers about how you can get a winning fitness score at your next pageant. If you're interested in learning more about Josh and his programs and want to order his fabulous DVD, which will be out in January, just visit his website at www.energyfitnessbyjosh.com. It's time for a short break, but stay with us, and we'll be right back with 12 steps to a healthy and fit new year with Josh Rogers on Pageant Talk Radio.
They have brains, they have beauty, and boy, do they have talent. For the second year in a row, you do not want to miss TLC's four-part reality series, Miss America, Countdown to the Crown. The series will capture the excitement as 52 contestants live together and face off in challenges that will help them prepare for the pageant. Each one-hour episode, hosted by Junkyard Wars star Tyler Harcourt, will follow the contestants as they navigate through a series of competitions that will help them prepare for the pageant and prove they have what it takes to be a modern-day Miss America. This year, the stakes are higher than ever. Viewers at home will have the power to vote four contestants directly into the top 15. Tune in starting Friday, January 2nd at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific as 52 contestants compete to have the ultimate crowning moment. The series will lead up to the Miss America pageant, live on TLC from Planet Hollywood Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, January 24th. Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry. Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look.